So I'm Andy Stainthorpe. I'm a sales manager for an agricultural seed company in the UK.
Andy, tell us about this campaign for those on the other side of town that don't know what's going on.
Well, surely. We saw a couple of months ago, purely by chance, on the planning website, the Taunton planning website, this application to put a large Class 4 sewage pumping station close to our home and between our house and the Galmington Stream.
So a bit of an eyesore for you personally, but in terms of the nature around us, we've got a really nice natural bowl here with a lot of nature in, haven't we, and a lot of wildlife.
Well, that's right. I mean, obviously the location of this application got our attention, but straight away, as you say, it's not just us that it affects. It affects the well-being of the stream, it affects the pollution and flood risk associated with the application and the stream, and indeed all the people that we've been in contact with in the last 2 months have expressed, you know, a real concern about the negative impact this will have on their community, their environment.
Judy, tell us what the environmental side of this is all about.
It's really about keeping the stream clean. Obviously, Galmington Stream is a tributary stream into the Tone, and it's a freshwater stream, and it's full of wildlife. There's a lot of fish in the stream. We have little egret, kingfisher, there are otters, and that wildlife is very sensitive to making sure that the water is fresh water. It has to be clean, or they just won't be there. You know, we know there's a huge issue up and down the country with sewage spills into waterways, and we now know a recent report in The Guardian showed that Wessex Water, out of the four water companies in the south of England, Wessex Water is by far the worst in terms of sewage outlets and polluting streams. Over 100,000 hours of sewage went into freshwater streams last year in the Wessex Water area. So for us, it really was looking at the risk to the wildlife, but also the flooding. This is a serious area of flood problems. The field that it's actually in is a flood zone 3. Now, they wrongly classified it as a flood zone 1. And now putting in infrastructure like that into a flood zone 3 hugely increases the risk of flooding the area. And flooding in itself is a risk to the environment, to the wildlife, and also to all the residents who live along this stream right the way into Taunton.
And I'm one of those residents, and I know what the stream is like when it floods, and it really does roar. You've gathered up quite a bit of pace here. There's a hell of a lot of people here. What do you hope to aim to achieve after today?
Well, we're really still in this process of raising awareness of what this application means for the local community. We want Taylor Wimpey and the Vistry Group to take their responsibilities more seriously. They can do better. Simply placing this facility in the easiest, lowest cost location for themselves, and that is what this is. There are many other locations that this facility can be placed. That has been declared by the Parrot Drainage Board, the Somerset Drainage Board. So that's what we want. We want them to take a look at all these people and see for themselves just how upset everybody else, their lack of consideration for the local community. You know, they're going to build 2,000 houses, and we're looking forward to that new community, but it's got to be one community, not two.
Okay, just finally, because everybody's waiting now and staring at us because they want to get on with it, what's the website or the Facebook page for anybody to go and check it out?
Right, so there's a Facebook page, which is the Galmington Stream Keep It Clean Facebook page, but there's also a petition on change.org. Just put in search for Galmington Stream and please sign a petition, join the Facebook group. We need all the support we can get.
If it wasn't for these two, we wouldn't have known about this as soon as we did, because there was a bit of an issue with consultation, which we won't go into now. But these two highlighted the fact that this was happening. They alerted their councillors, and we were able to then get involved. And I hope since then we've been all working together, residents and councillors united. This isn't about party politics, no way at all. This is about residents, people who live here. We live here in the ward, and all working together with your local councillors to try and get the developers to go away and rethink their plans, because there's going to be many more battles to come with the other 1,800, 2,000 homes coming in the future.
Yeah. What are the battles you're expecting?
What are the battles we're expecting? Well, there's already been talk about them not concentrating on the buffer zones. We welcome new people into the area, but we understand that the people who already live here have got their way of life, and they've got, you know, what they're used, the way they're used to living, and we've been promised green buffer zones. We've got to think about the environment and the way in which that's protected. So there's lots of battles in terms of thinking of the climate and climate emergency going forward and protecting our green areas. And also thinking about social housing as well. There needs to be housing available for everyone on all demographics. So many battles I'm foreseeing.
It's not only about the built environment. For me and for all of us, I believe it should be more about the natural environment. The developers want to put this pumping station cynically on a place that they call beautiful, on a stream where we have protected species, and a stream that is open and runs through town where children play. It runs through a school ground, through parks, and we just need to protect the wider environment, not just our own built environment. This is what is going to be more and more precious, this beautiful stream with its otters, its dragonfly, its kingfisher, its egret, its rainbow trout, its tiniest little insects. They all live here on this Galmington stream. And this is a precious, a sacred place that should not be desecrated for money.
But I think it's also worth mentioning that we're starting to see the first signs of suggestions of corruption in relation to a lot of these big planning issues around the country. And I think those people in these positions who are taking these big decisions need to understand that eventually people will check what they are doing. And in the case of this development, we go back and look at document after document after document, and we see promises made and promises broken and information that turns out to be not accurate. And I think they need to be aware that over time, they will come under more interrogation over their decisions and what they did and why they did it.
Are you talking about corruption at a higher level or a local level?
I'm talking about what's going on in the press at the moment in London, and I'm just suggesting that is how things happen. Over time, people get the opportunity to check in things more detail. They go back and say, well, what did happen here? And in our case, we've had no time at all, hardly any time at all, to react to this planning application, whereas the developers and others have had months and months. We've had to catch up very quickly. We are catching up very quickly. We're learning a lot. We're having to become experts in things that we never intended to be experts in. But day by day, we learn more and more.